Our weekly conversation with General Manager Rick Smith begins now. The Texans really score a bunch of points. They pull one out in overtime. This is the mark of a dynamic team, is it not? You, the week before, slug it out, do rock'em sock'em football, as you call it, with the Bears, and then you light it up on Sunday against Jacksonville.
Well, yeah, and obviously you're comfortable and happy about the offensive output, but certainly the way that we played defense was not characteristic of the way that we have done so over the course of the season. And so we've got to clean that stuff up. But you're right. The bottom line every week is you go out and you do what's necessary to win the football game. And our guys understand that. They showed a lot of grit and determination and you know, coming back on after 14 points down with, you know, half the fourth quarter gone. So, you know, there are a lot of positives to take from that. There are also obviously things that we've got to work on to get cleaned up and get corrected to make sure that we continue to play winning football.
Safe to say one of those positives is the play, the performance of Daryl Sharpton. Came back in and really thumped some people.
He really did. He brings a physical element to the group, and I was just so proud of Daryl. I mean, we've talked about the fact that he's worked so hard. Yeah. Throughout his rehab process to get himself in position to come back and help his football team win, and that's important to him. And for him to go out and play at the level where he played was a real nice surprise.
How rugged a matchup will this be, knowing what you know about the Detroit Lions, knowing what you just saw Sunday against Jacksonville, and the matchup this presents?
Well, they're a talented, explosive football team. I mean, you start with a quarterback and then a wide receiver, and they've got some good-sized tight ends. They've got a good running game. I mean, they are a dynamic, explosive group, especially inside on their carpet. And so we've got to be prepared for that. We've got to play a lot more cleaner on the defensive side of the ball, and that's making sure that we are executing the techniques and coverages that are called. And that we tackle well. I mean, that was one of the things that we didn't do well in the football game last week. And so we've got to correct those things. And then defensively, they are as aggressive as a defense that you're going to see. And so we've got to make sure that we bring that intensity on a short week, but that we bring that physicality and intensity to the game.
Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. And tell us what you're thankful for Texans-wise and just thankful for in general.
Well, I guess I'll start with the Texans. I'm grateful and thankful for this football team that we have. It's a team that I admire. I like the way that they handle their business. I like the approach, the mental toughness that they've shown. And I think we've got something special. It's something that we've been working extremely hard to build, and I think it's something that it's a joy to watch. I think people are appreciating what they bring to the table, and I think they'll continue to do that throughout the season. And then on a personal note, I'm just immensely thankful, obviously, for my relationship with God and my family. I've got a wonderful, beautiful family, and I've got a wife who is just the perfect partner for me, and she runs our household, and we call it Team Smith. And my three kids, Robert, Avery, and Christian, are just a joy in my life, and I'm very grateful for them.
Well, good stuff. Congratulations. Happy Thanksgiving, and thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.